It's time to take a look at greyhound racing with this week's edition of Talking Greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you. Mark Duclos, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
How was Wentworth Park?
It was very big. Primarily because El Magnifico won, and we tipped it last week.
Yeah.
And $11. He ended up starting $4.40. He was brilliant, but obviously the two highlights of the night were Trip to Eden taking out the Association Cup and Strike a Light winning the Group 1 Golden Easter Egg. Both of them were thrilling races, both of them slightly different in the way that they were run. Trip to Eden, to many people's surprise, actually bounced out in front from box three, and Bogey Beckham stalked him for virtually the entire 720 metres. But Trip to Eden was just too good, and that's his second Group 1, and he now takes his prize money tally to around about $293,000. Both he and, I imagine, Bogey Beckham, they'll head towards the Sandown Cup, which is run in mid-May. And at this stage, Trip to Eden is the form stayer in Australia, and the form sprinter is undoubtedly the other Victorian in the shape of Strike a Light. Doesn't she love Wentworth Park, Simon? She's had seven starts there now for six wins, two Group 1s, the National Futurity earlier this year, and then on Saturday evening, she just showed an enormous amount of guts and will to win, racing up on the outside of Lagoon Jazzy and holding her off in the time of 29.99. And look, Lagoon Jazzy was definitely the surprise packet of the Golden Easter Egg. Despised outsider in the field to punters. It wasn't for Ray and Sharon Webster who prepare her. And she was very good running second. And Big Flood sort of produced some of his best Melbourne form. He still missed the start at Wente. He finished off the third, but yeah, it was a big night. We had three other Group 3 events that were on the card. The Listed Ultrasense was won by Penny Minnelli. The dog to follow out of that meeting, two dogs, El Magnifico, he goes around in, Saturday night from box six. And also Patch Adam. He was desperately unlucky in the New Sensation final. Nearly got put over the fence at the first turn before running third. And I think they're the two dogs that you can follow, as well as the class greyhounds in the shape of Trip to Eden and Strike a Light.
And if you got on the $11 El Magnifico, you'd have been pretty happy going out of the straight the first time.
I was very happy when he got underneath Vintage Rocks, because once he did that, or once he began and got clear running in that run of the first turn, look, he was a 29.59 winner at the track. He ran just outside that running 29.61. So, yeah, it was a good result, Simon. Thankfully, we get a good result.
So that was the Wentworth Park Golden Easter Egg Carnival last Saturday night. Now, Sandown tomorrow night, the feature race is the Ron Nestor Memorial. And with the tab fixed odds, Mapunga Blazer, who's drawn box seven, is the $2.20 favourite, ahead of McNeo, who's come up with box one at $4.
And McNeo is a greyhound who's had box one on five occasions, and five times he's saluted. So he's certainly perfectly drawn. I am going to tip Mapunga Blazer. He's a 29-23 winner at Sandown Park. Heats of the Ron Nestor were held both at Sandown Park and also at the Meadows on Saturday evening. Mapunga Blazer ran the best of the night at the Meadows. McNeo ran 29-39 last Thursday evening at Sandown Park. And look, it's a high-quality race, but I do think they're the two greyhounds who are box best to win this race. Snoop Jr. on the outside of McNeo wants to use a little bit of the track in the early stages, so the red's certainly going to get his chance to win. But Mapunga Blazer from box seven, as I said, at the track, a 29-23 winner. And if he can step on terms with him, he's going to be really tough to beat. He's a greyhound with enormous amount of potential. So I'm keen on Mapunga Blazer. He's currently 220 with tab fixed odds. And in the last leg of the quaddy, Worm Burner goes around from box number seven. He was brilliant there last week. He and Black Mumbo, they staged the two-dog war, and Worm Burner saluted in 29-22.
And at Albion Park, there are four heats of the Bogey Lee Futurity. The shortest of the favourites is Spare Cash in heat three.
Yeah, and look, he's a greyhound who's had a big boom on him for quite a long while. He's prepared by Charlie Northfield. He's drawn box number two, and he's been racing fairly well at Albion Park. Obviously, he's got a favourable draw here in box two. He's currently $1.65, so he's not a lot of value. If you go to the first of the heats, which is race two on the card, Nikki's Way's well drawn out in box number seven, currently $2.60 in favourite. Lockety Brin for Darren Russell's drawn box two. It's at $3.90, and they'll probably fight that out. In the second of the heats, race three, Go Lassie Go again for Darren Russell. It's at $4.60. The favourite is Bikini Cloud from box three at $3.90. I like a dog by the name of Amber Marie. She's drawn box number 8. She's currently $5.50, but she's certainly got her share of ability. As we said, Spare Cash is the favourite in the third of the heats. And in the last heat, Joyce Rumble for Steve Cavan has been in really good form in recent times. It's at $3, but you want to spec something a little bit of odds, particularly each way odds. Number 8, Sarah Swift. This is definitely a drop in class for her. She's raced some of the better class greyhounds in Victoria. She's got a share of early pace. I don't think she's badly drawn out in box number 8, and I think she's good value at the moment at $6.50. So first and second from each of these heats go through to the final next Thursday evening at Albion Park. And on that occasion, we'll also have heats of the Queensland Derby to be run.
And you'll be previewing these heats tonight on At the Boxes with the guys?
Yeah, we certainly will. Jamie Annis will be along to take a look at the quaddie at Sandown Park, and Luke Gatehouse, the Albion Park CEO, he's been pestering me for years, Simon, to get his head on television. Well, he gets his chance tonight. He's going to be our form expert for the four heats of the Bogalee Futurity.
Okay, that's At the Boxes tonight, 6 p.m. Sky 2. Thanks very much, Duke. Enjoy the week ahead.
Same to you, Simon.